This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is a great idea.
Okay.
And it's a better vacation than you're going to think.
You're saying it's like number one.
I am here to argue this is legitimately the best vacation you would ever take.
But better than Hawaii.
Look, it's one thing to go to major cities or traditional destinations on vacation.
Well, like Miami?
Yeah. It's quite another to actually enjoy what this country has to offer. In cities that are affordable.
Plenty to see here, Pat.
And have super unique stuff you don't even know about.
Yeah, the history.
You're already being a dick. You're
as it unfolds before your eyes.
You're already being a dick.
I know, I'm listening.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Very exciting news.
Yeah, what's going on?
For Rochester, New York.
Yeah. I want to make my summer plans here.
We are now a destination along the Great Lakes Cruise Route.
Wow.
Are you guys familiar with the Great Lakes Cruise?
No. It goes all through. From Superior to Erie.
No, actually, just two of them. You were saying, Kimmy?
Yes, because I think we talked about it before because we didn't know it existed before.
So this is a 9-day ride on a small cruise ship that traverses Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. And I think there are other cruises that go on Superior.
Yeah.
And, okay. So it's put on by a company called American Cruise Lines. It starts in Syracuse, and this cruise ends in Cleveland, Ohio.
Starts in Syracuse.
It goes up through the Thousand Islands, down through Oswego. Rochester is a stop now on the fifth day.
Okay. Now and so it goes all the way to Cleveland.
All the way to Cleveland, up through.
Man, Madden, you are going to see some spectacular sights, man.
You are. You are going to see.
How big is this ship?
So the ship carries 130 passengers.
Okay.
And you're there. You're sleeping on the ship. You're eating on the ship. It's like a cruise, like Carnival, except scaled down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
There's probably shows at night, casinos.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, you're not on international waters. I don't know if you can gamble in Lake Ontario.
Does it pass by here often? It's just always skipped Rochester,
or it never
came down?
Or is it something new?
So the cruise has existed.
Yeah.
The Rochester stop is being added this summer.
Damn.
And you may be wondering what kind of stuff you are doing when you get to shore on a cruise like this.
Yeah. So I would pull up right in Charlotte, with the ferry terminal.
Yep, ferry terminal. So that's getting more use. That's good.
Yeah.
The Rochester leg of the trip, quote, promotes a tour of High Falls, tour of the George Eastman House, and the Susan B. Anthony House and Museum.
Wow.
And it's like that in every city along the way. Mm. Whatever community you stop in, it takes you to unique stuff that you would only hear about going on a trip like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're thinking this is busted.
It's super ass busted.
Lot of stuff, though.
What are you going to say?
Well,
lady's house.
You're hitting some
old man's house.
What other things are you going to see?
The falls. By the way, you're going to see a way cooler falls coming up.
You can see multiple falls. It's a downtown waterfall. I've argued for years we don't do enough because we have a downtown.
Well, it needs to also be cleaned up.
All right, so you think it's busted?
Oh, it's total bust.
You can't afford this busted trip.
Oh, shoot.
Because the 9-day trip starts at $8,675 a person.
There's no way it's $8,000. Well, you could go get on a major cruise ship and go to the Caribbean.
You could get on a major cruise ship and go to the Caribbean. You could go there. You could do that.
Bro.
I'm telling you now, talking like this.
There's no way it's $8,000.
It starts at...
Well, okay, the only reason I'm thinking it is because you're stopping at all these cities, and I'm guessing all those tours and museums or whatever else you're going to see is included.
That ain't $8,000.
Can you look up?
That's six. You and your old man want to go. That's $16,000.
No, I am not saying it's not expensive.
Susan B. Anthony.
But does it include stuff like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like bigger scale in other places.
But that's it.
Well, you're also getting three meals a day. I'm guessing it's high end fare,
bro.
Bro, it's a luxury cruise ship.
Google what. A high-end, what is that big one, the Majesty? What's that new big cruise ship that just made, the Odyssey?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a 60-year-old man in a tracksuit, so I don't Google cruise ships.
Well, we're talking, I guarantee you could do the Caribbean, Miami out.
Sure.
Nine days, see shows.
No way.
I bet you it's the same price.
Oh, yeah. I would much rather do this cruise.
Of course you would.
Than the one
you could run home when you want.
Yeah, I could go do my...
There's a cruise where you could go use your own bathroom.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can you, what are the amenities I'm getting on a Great American Cruise?
I would hope
cruise?
It's pretty amazing for that price.
$9,000. All right, look, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah, bring more dollars into the community.
I'm not just talking about for Rochester, because you're right. This is huge for Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
But the vacation itself, if you were to go and do this, take Rochester being a stop out of it gives you an authentic experience.
You'll see all the history.
It's not just history.
What else?
It's real life. Let me explain.
Okay.
Tommy, give me a traditional cruise destination.
Well, it'd be like the Bahamas.
Okay, go to the Bahamas. Okay.
Or Jamaica.
Okay. When you go to the Bahamas, you're not actually on a cruise. You're not actually going to the Bahamas.
No, but you get that real feel when you step off that boat of like what a fake Rolex goes for.
Exactly.
Or maybe like your favorite football team carved into a coconut.
I got one of those. Look. Let's say you go to Cozumel. That's a big cruise stop, right?
That's like number one, baby.
You're not actually in Mexico. You're walking around a pretend Mexico that they put on for tourists. It's essentially a theme park designed to separate you from your money. So when you go on a trip like that, what are you getting out of it?
So this is like the real, you're getting a real people.
No, it is.
Right.
And I think you can make the same argument when you take trips to New York City, Miami, Los Angeles, and do all the touristy stuff. And don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with that.
Fun.
It can be fun,
yeah.
Right? But it's not real.
Right. I want to see more industrial America.
But I think that
hollowed out shells of industry. What used to be here. A former president was shot here.
I think in every stop along the way, a former president was shot. No, man. I mean, I am dead-ass serious when I say this will be the best vacation you will ever take
in your life. It's not even close to the best vacation. It's not even the best vacation your father has ever taken. Your old man has taken I would love to just live inside your old man's body for a day, man, because he's taken some kick ass. He's been to multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay for crap. He's been to Paris. He's been to London.
Yeah, but again, he goes.
He's been to Miami.
But he just goes to all this stuff. Like, I went to the London Museum of London. Like, it's just like this stupid tour. He doesn't see anything.
Yeah, but listen, but do you want to spend nine?
Do you want to spend
what
he
went
to Germany now? You spend nine?
He ate $9,000
to
look at the goddamn Great Lakes and go see the Susan B. Anthony house, which is in the middle of the hood.
But that's just one of the stops that you are making along this 9-day trip.
All right. But what else? Like,
I am having a tough time. And maybe they're not giving you like the full details of every little thing. They're just a basic itinerary. But I don't really know what your money's going to.
Okay.
Because, like, for instance, like it says in Rochester, walk the gardens of the George Eastman Museum. Like, a lot of the stuff that they're talking, like, about walking you through, I don't know, it shouldn't be that expensive. You know what I mean?
What do we got in the Thousand Islands and Oswego and things like that? While
they'll take you, like, Bolt Castle
okay,
and
so
stuff
I
like
guess,
that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. You could just do that by yourself.
But see, here's the thing. We can.
Okay, you get the Antique Boat Museum in the Thousand
Islands. That's your age crack, buddy.
Oh, I'd pay good money. I'd pay $10,000 just for that.
If there was an Antique Boat Museum in Miami, you would be bragging.
Already been.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah. Matter of fact, one more punch in my card, I get a free parking.
You get to see some of the island mansions.
Okay.
That's all it says.
All right. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this news we got yesterday. Rochester, New York will now be a stop along the Great Lakes cruise route. It is put on by American Cruise Line. The boat, it's 130 people, luxury small cruise ship. It traverses Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, stops at places like the Thousand Islands, Oswego, Syracuse. Rochester will be one of them. It ends in Cleveland, Ohio. It is
all the exotic ports of call. Syracuse, Rochester, Cleveland, Ohio. And don't forget Buffalo.
Like I would, it is a vacation. Like if I had a family, I feel like it would be fun to do, but not for that price.
Now,
I
here's
guess.
What: it'd be a great vacation for somebody coming to has never been to this country.
Yeah,
that is fleeing tyranny and war to give them a little escapism.
Okay, every community. This. Let me settle myself down because you're really making me mad. Go ahead. Got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. The phone number is 252-WCMF. These are hidden gem trips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every community in America has really fun and interesting stuff to do.
Yeah.
If you spend a few hours walking around. Tommy, you sit here and you run your mouth, but you know we spend a lot of time in small towns across America.
Oh, I've seen some of the most busted-ass tourist attractions on the planet. Yes.
I'm not even talking about stuff like that. Cleveland, Ohio is a great city with a ton of stuff to do.
And a ton of history.
Yes.
I'm serious.
I know. So, shut up.
This is a river that actually caught on fire at one point.
Milwaukee, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Toledo, Columbus, Morgantown. They all have great things to offer that no one listening to this show is ever going to see unless you want to be real with it. And nobody wants to be real with it.
You
got to
get with the real people. No, okay, real gritty people, baby.
Okay, what do you need then in a vacation to make it feel like you're on a vacation? Tell me
escapism.
That.
Escapism.
Okay,
most people that take a cruise want to escape. They want to see things they've never seen before. If they're going to take a cruise.
I want to see a Mexican man making $2 handing me stuff in a coconut.
Yes.
Is that what you want to see?
That's interesting.
Wow, pretty sweet. Tommy, you like great job.
Thank you, amigo.
Thank you. Oh, God, they hate you.
Buenos dias,
they
amigo.
They hate you. There is spit in every one of those drinks.
Una botella something.
Go home.
El agua.
Go home. What do you need in a vacation, Kimmy, to make it feel like you're on a vacation?
Kind of want a beach.
Okay. Yeah. You get beaches here. You there are plenty of beaches here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you can hang out. They do shore excursions in Charlotte.
They do!
Weather and pollution permitting.
I wouldn't be doing this. This would be a different type of vacation, though. Like, this is more of a let's go experience other cities. But I do feel like I've been to most of these, so it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. That's why I'm wondering, like, are you going to get a lot of, like, local people, like people on the Great Lakes looking to do this, or people that have never experienced the Great Lakes?
It's
looking
the second
to do
one because part of that price, it includes airfare. So they're flying people all over the country.
And you're going to get the flavor of these cities, the people, the culture.
Yes, you are.
How they live.
Yes, you are.
How they prepare their food.
Yes.
Their religious backgrounds. How they dress.
All right.
And how they interact with each other. The cafe lifestyle. The nightlife you will enjoy.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in.
Yeah, it's all thumbs down.
It really is.
Bro.
Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Who the hell wants to come to Rochester? Even people that live here want out. That's why it's so easy to buy a house. Why it's so easy to buy a house here right now?
He should go because Troy is one of the stops.
Brandon writes us, Duffy, you are so wrong. You can go to San Diego and Hawaii for a lot cheaper, and you can see actual blue waters while getting to see actual beautiful locations. Yeah, why don't you go ask the people in Hawaii how excited they are that you're coming out as they're living on the beach, man. And not like in a house on the beach.
What are you
like
talking about?
Sleeping in the sand on the beach.
That sounds nice.
Okay. So you guys need to feel then like you're in a fancier place.
Not fancier.
It's more
just
escapism.
I don't want to go to places that feel like Rochester if I'm trying to experience something new and different.
She's right, because you're not going to feel like you're on a vacation if I can still see I-90.
That's not true. I go to Cleveland, I feel like I'm on a vacation.
Yeah, but you've always taken, you were raised on busted-ass vacations. Like, thank God for your wife, man, because she has opened up your eyes to, like, foreign languages, time zones.
Foreign languages?
Fresh seafood.
Shut up!
Like, you first time you ever ate seafood that wasn't out of a can.
Bro, my wife and I, on Sunday, went to Hooters and got half-price seafood.
Right.
No crab legs, a peel, and eat shrimp. So, if anything, I cultured her. That was my idea.
And you also don't like to travel.
Well, he doesn't like to fly.
You don't like to fly. Yeah.
What, is there an echo in here?
Like, You want to take this thing and go on the bow of the boat and do your kettlebell exercises.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere where he can't bring his kettlebells.
Yeah.
Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Sounds like a third grade field trip on a boat.
You know what? That is perfect.
That would be perfect.
Next stop, box factory.
Do you put the boxes together here? Okay. Like this idea That you have to go far away and feel like you're at a fancier place when you go on vacation.
Well, that's kind of what a vacation is.
No, but here's the thing.
You don't even have to go that far. Like, even like the Thousand Islands is a nice little trip in the summer. You know?
Yeah, the weather's nice.
It feels different than it does in like Rochester, Syracuse, you know, like these stops that you're making.
I mean, even going to like a Canadian city, like.
Yeah, right.
Wait, it doesn't stop in Toronto?
There are other cruises that start in Toronto, it looks like, and go and hit like Canadian cities.
Like, you could hit, it would be a cooler tour to take Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec.
Exactly what you just said.
Would be like going to
a vacation. There's no beach, man. There's no traffic, man. And I can't get drinks in a coconut.
International.
Matt writes us on Instagram. He did your dirty work, by the way. He says a 9-day Caribbean cruise is $4,000 a couple.
A couple.
A couple.
Yeah.
But let's talk
half,
about that.
A third of some kind. Less price.
Half. No, a couple actually. No, it would be a quarter.
This thing's $18,000.
No, it was $8,000 and change per person.
Plus tax, baby.
So you got $10,000
tax. By the way, you know what you got to do, too, on these cruises?
You
got to tip out when you leave.
Okay. You got to do that on your cruise ship for the Caribbean,
Are you going to tip? Because you got to see, goddamn gas station you use.
Got that. Maybe they have better radio in these other cities. You're a temp because you gotta be there. You got to see, like, my shirt. You got a shirt, and you also own it. Guys wearing it because it's the same town. Stupid.
Like, I shouldn't be on a cruise watching my local news.
Fair enough. This has to be, like, mostly 55 and over, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Like, this, but it's got to draw an older crowd.
And I don't even get, like, it's not even, like, a historical... Yes. Like, some people are, like, into, like those Civil War tours and stuff like that and revolutionary tours. It's not even that.
This is super historical.
Is it?
The country started here, up here.
Are they going to give you all that?
I would assume they
would.
And,
like, what are you going to see? Like, what's the Fort Erie? Are they going to take you into that?
I don't know. I've never been. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to Oswego, yeah, you're probably going to see all those battlefields. Just, by the way, if you've never been to Oswego, it is really interesting. All the War of 1812 stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
There's a hockey rink right next to,
they got bombed. I thought the Rangers were doing preseason there at the time.
252.
We almost lost Phil Esposito.
252-9263. Again, we are talking about Rochester will now be a part of the American Cruise Lines Great Lakes cruise route. It's a 9-day small cruise, luxury cruise, that goes from the Thousand Islands down to Syracuse, Oswego, Rochester's a stop. It ends in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a 9-day trip. It starts at $8,675
a person.
So that means
they got, like, those really nice, like, cabins, like, upgrades and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I would assume so.
So do they even get you, like, take everybody for a garbage plate? That would be kind of cool, right?
After everything you just said.
No, I think it would be great. Everybody gets a garbage plate. And you got these whole boatload of 55-plus people back on a boat full of garbage plate.
Okay.
Things going to blow up.
By the way, you also sound like a jerk when you say you've been places, but it turns out you never actually saw those places.
You didn't get into it, man.
Well, no. Like, I'll give you an example. My wife is Jamaican. Her dad is from Jamaica. Was born on the island, came over in his 20s. So when people find out my wife is Jamaican, they go, oh, my God, I've been to Jamaica. I love Montego Bay.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
That's where the real people live.
You love the all-inclusive resort that you didn't step foot off of. You went to
those people are so lucky they have that.
You went to Disneyland, Jamaica.
Yeah.
You didn't actually go walk around Jamaica. I'll have these people. Oh my God, the people there were so nice that we paid to serve us.
And they all have name tags, so you know who they are.
Like, shut up. Yeah. Wow. What are the odds that they had five guys named Al? Right? What are the odds? Like, yeah, you have it, and that's fine. That's fine. But don't pretend like you're cultured, that you've seen things because you haven't. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Are we not looking to help out American cities on vacations?
Oh, no. Oh,
are you not patriotic? Do the people in Syracuse and Oswego and Cleveland and Rochester do they not deserve your tourism dollars?
I should give my money to Kings Island.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
Bowling Green, Ohio.
Why would you not?
Sandusky.
Bro, we have a tourism board here. There are people that vacation.
No, we have one guy that runs it. Chuck.
But he's doing a damn good job.
Oh, yeah, Chuck.
Because now we're a
in.
Stop on this cruise line. Look, this is a good thing for our community.
It is.
It is. If it's $9,000 a ticket, there are people with money experiencing.
Oh, these are high-end people. Yeah.
They're going to be here during summer climate, which is super
throwing
nice.
It around, baby.
They're going to see our food scene. They're going to be traveling around our downtown. And that stuff matters.
Okay.
It matters.
But it sounds like they're just going to go to the George Eastman's house.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of a quick trip.
Okay.
I don't know how much exploring they get to do outside of the excursion.
Okay.
Maybe they give you some downtime where you can just explore the city on your own.
And you're probably not going to go to the food scene if you're already getting food on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably get free drinks. It's probably included if you buy the drink package.
The most simple messages are the ones that always make me laugh the hardest. Dave writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Incredibly lame.
That's all it says.
Incredibly lame.
I know, that's the name of the boat.
Not just lame.
It says incredibly lame.
All right, fine.
And by the way, it's a boat full of me's, too. You know that.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's a boat full of like more successful use.
But still,
you
me.
Can't afford this. Like, that's what's so funny. You're
it's a bunch of tracksuit know-it-alls.
You're crapping all over this, and you can't even go. You're like the guy that stands off on the side of the road with a Lamborghini, goes by like, oh, what a douche, right?
I wouldn't want the upkeep.
Then he gets in his K car and drives home.
By the way, this is the K car of cruises.
It's not, because it's more expensive than going to the Caribbean as a couple.
It is amazing, though, that there isn't like a cheaper option just to go around Lake Ontario.
There is. It's called your car. GPS in your phone.
I'm ashamed of you.
I'm going to go on a road cruise.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you listen to The Break Room on a regular basis, you know Tommy gets super weird about clothes stuff.
Yeah.
But this one is by far the weirdest. Because I promise you, most men especially, do exactly what bothered you so much yesterday. And this was such an issue that in a commercial break, the three of us were all screaming at each other about whether or not this was normal behavior from a grown-ass person. And it all involves your pants and the bathroom.
Yep.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, late in the show, Tommy walks in the room on a commercial break, and he is flipping out.
Grossed out, man.
Flipping out. What did you see?
All right, so I go upstairs to take a squirt. And I go in, and somebody's in the dumper, right? So when I look over, I see a belt buckle on the floor.
Look over. When you look over.
It's from where the stall is, the belt buckle is out underneath from the stall.
Okay.
Where you can see it.
You lied. You peeked. You were peeking at dude taking a dump. You were dump peeking.
And I did not dump peeking.
You were dump peeking, bro.
Dump peeking. Peeking that dump. So I noticed that the dude's dress pants are on the floor. Like, they're completely okay. splayed out on the floor.
Would you prefer he take a dump in his dress pants?
So but his legs are in the dress pants.
I assume they are. So
floor.
I'm figuring, like, who, what? I go, is the guy sick? Like, I don't know if he's, like he's passed out, but he had an issue. He's got another buddy in there having some fun. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. But, like, why are your britches laying on the floor while you're taking a dump? Like, usually, when I take a dump at a public bathroom, I don't drop my pants to the floor and my underwear to take a dump.
Gross.
I would bring them down to, like, calf level and take a dump.
You hold them up.
To a point, so they don't hit the floor. They're dress pants. You're a business person. You're going to lay it on a grimy-ass floor that, by the way, they don't clean that much here. Who taught you how to dump?
What you are describing
is gross. You're going to let your dress pants
hit
the floor.
Any pants.
Jeans,
doesn't
anything nice.
Have to be dress pants.
Any kind of nice pants.
Yeah.
You're
going to
lay on a bathroom floor because you can't dump unless you're almost like, it's almost like I got to take my clothes off to go to the bathroom.
I have never heard anybody
describe
going to the bathroom.
Pants to ground.
No.
My pants had never touched the ground like that since I was a baby.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think most, I mean, I'm speaking from a woman's point of view. So every time we go, we have a process, and I can't think of seeing somebody's pants on the ground.
Okay.
Right.
Like usually, like you just.
No,
you
Pat, pull it, shoes off, kick them off to the corner.
You pull them down enough to go to the bathroom, and then you don't pull them all the way to the floor.
Up until this moment yesterday, it did not even occur to me that people didn't drop their pants all the way to the floor to take a dump. That's what every guy does.
Then you
when
don't
they
care
sit.
About your appearance.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, not even appearance. It doesn't like gross you out to think about like.
Everything
your underwear potentially.
Well, no, my underwear is in my pants. It's not going to be on the floor.
Yeah, the pants are on the floor.
No way, it goes through my pants into my underwear.
Well, it could spill. It could flop over.
What are you talking about?
Your belt. Like your belt's laying on the bathroom floor.
This is the weirdest.
And then you get a belt up and touch the floor. Why don't you go in there on your hands and knees?
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF.
Getting nauseous.
252-9263. I was under the impression that everybody took a dump, at least men, the way that guy
pants to the floor.
You saw taking a dump yesterday. Without question. Who keeps their pants at their knees? How do you go to the bathroom?
No, you take them right here. See?
Yeah.
See your calf right there?
Yeah,
right there. And by the way, you have big calves,
yes.
So your pants would hold your pantaloons.
I would have to spread my legs to keep them open, which would prevent me from taking the dump I want
you
to take.
You can't take a dump like this? Like, sitting like... Oh, I ain't
no,
sitting
I got
like
a spread. I got man spread.
This way, you're like power blasting?
That's how I take a
blowing
dump.
Blowing the main hatch?
I go wide leg dump. I thought everyone...
Wide leg dump.
Yes. Hold your pants up?
What's that?
When the wide leg dump?
Yeah, actually,
you hold
right.
your pants up.
No, because I can't get as wide as I want to if they're up at my calves.
Mm.
No, this is stupid. You're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. There is nothing
by
wrong.
The way, when I get done, my pants are clean. I'm able to wipe myself. I have a clean rectum, and off I go.
JT writes perfectly on Instagram. The pants rest on the shoes. My pants rest on my shoes.
The shoes spill over
no,
to the
they,
floor.
No,
yeah.
no.
The crotch of your pants.
Take.
The crotch of your pants is going to hit the floor. Your belt is laying on the bathroom floor.
Oh, my God. It's laying on the bathroom floor. Oh, my God. No. He came downstairs screaming yesterday. Screaming like a bitch. Guys.
I didn't know what
his
the hell.
His pants are on the floor.
I don't know
he's
what the
got
hell.
Floor pants.
I don't know if he's having a heart attack. What the hell is going on there? If he's, you know, having a little fun in there. I don't know.
Okay. Look,
but it don't make no sense.
There is nothing wrong with your pants touching the ground when you use the bathroom. It is what it is. And I get that maybe it's not ideal, but it's better than the alternative.
The alternative is just pull them up a little bit.
No, because you're not going to be able to get it all out. That's what's going to happen.
You think because you can't.
I'm positive.
You can't open your cheeks enough to clear a path.
Yes. I'll tell you right now, when I'm at home, my pants come off when I take a dump.
I'm not talking
no,
at your
but
house.
No, but do you take them off when you're at home?
No.
You don't take your pants off to take a dump at home?
Wait,
no.
So you take them off and then put them back on, or you take them off and you're going to go change into something else?
So I will take my pants off.
Yeah.
I will go sit in the bathroom, do my business.
Okay.
And then I will leave the bathroom and put my pants back on.
No.
That's just so much
my
extra
God.
Work.
No, it's not.
It
it's
is.
More comfortable
why
that way.
Do you take
I
them
I
off?
Have a procedure where my pants just hit that level around my calf.
Uh-huh.
I go to the bathroom and I leave. I don't have to disrobe to go to the bathroom.
I would also
what are you, a Cocker Spaniel?
every man over a certain age, I know, also has a bad back. And I would think that, like, the pants to the floor is also a difficult... It makes it more for, like, a difficult...
It's a hard
dismount. It's like a difficult maneuver.
No.
You got to pull them all
the
way up.
You start down here while sitting, and they come up. It's not that big a deal. If you got a bad back, you can't wipe yourself in the first place, if that's your argument.
Well, no, you can wipe. It just hurts.
Okay. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Yesterday, while Tommy was peering under the men's room stall while taking a leak in our bathroom, he saw a man with his pants all the way on the ground when he was taking a dump, which is standard taking a dump pants procedure.
By the way, I've been taking dumps since day one.
Yeah?
This is a first. I've seen it. I told you, I worked with some guys that took weird dumps.
And you are very nosy in the bathroom because you tell us all the bathroom drama every
You
day.
Really do.
There's a lot going on.
No,
bro.
There's not, man. Just mind your own damn business in the bathroom.
I give you the poo report.
Eyes forward, you psycho.
He comes down. You won't believe. It's like he just hangs out in there to get the gossip.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, going to the bathroom in a public place, that touches home too much for too many people, I'm sure. Pants on the ground, you're taking home all kinds of things with you. You don't even understand. Don't even know.
All right. So,
don't even know.
Just don't understand.
Don't know.
How do you, so you keep your pants at your calf?
Oh, no. I have to. I'm like Jason Bourne in a sticky situation when that happens, and I avoid it at all costs. But sometimes it just has to happen. So, yeah, there better be a full roll of paper in there when I go, and I'm gasketing everything.
Okay.
Close up. Nothing touches anything.
All right, see, let's talk about that while we're here, Mark. Like, the people that, like, put down the nest, like, on the toilet seat with the toilet paper, that's just going to end up sticking to my ass when I stand up.
Yeah, I don't know how much good that actually does.
You go bare ass on public toilet.
I live on the edge.
That's how you get ass mites.
No shot.
Well, why
you get ass mites?
No, you know what you guys are?
Hey, by the way.
You're ass bitches. Ass bitches.
I want to be an ass bitch. Brand me an ass bitch. By the way, ask your wife about putting, as a dermatologist, putting your bare butt skin on public bathroom.
Oh, she told you not to do that. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't have to be told. It's common sense.
Oh, so you're just putting words in my wife's mouth now. You're putting words in my wife's mouth.
Basic curiosity.
Yes, ma'am, over here.
I have not spent any time in a men's room.
Yeah.
So in a lot of women's bathrooms, they have your regular toilet paper, and then they have this thing on...
The liner.
Yeah, the liner. Do you guys have that, too?
We got the liner.
Yeah, I never use them.
Yeah, I always use the liner.
Why?
It's like a condom for your ass.
Your ass is disgusting.
It's going to get way worse when you got... So you're gonna share ass with Spizzano and Billy Kidd and Moose.
I respect all those guys.
You know what that is? Moose. That's L-A-S.
One of my favorite Doors.
L-A-S. L-A-S. Took a dump about an hour ago.
Bro, I would love to get to a point in life that I have so little to worry about. That I can sprint downstairs.
But it's not even having anything to worry about. I think it was just like basic habits.
It's called hygiene.
Okay.
It's just cleanliness.
It's just the way you've always done it.
Right. What did your family do? Scooch on the carpet? Everybody had worms?
Joke's on you. We got hardwoods. Okay, so here's the thing. I will listen to the argument from men that there's pee on the floor, so whatever. Women have no reason to keep their pants off the ground because you sit down when you pee. There's not going to be anything on the floor. The floor is clean.
Yeah, but we don't put the pants on the ground.
No, but it doesn't make it like
you need. The floor is not clean.
Why is the floor not clean? What's on it?
Well, first of all, people walk in with their street shoes.
Their street shoes. What are you, the 50s? Oh, you got your street shoes on. Put on your church shoes. Let's get out there. See?
Toilets overflow. Like, oh my God! Yes, in those bathrooms.
And
I don't want
any
plumbing issues. I don't. I just.
She's
don't
absolutely
want
right.
Any part of my clothing to touch the ground.
There could be sprayage with the chicks too. They could miss.
How
something.
Would that work?
I don't know.
Well, no, it does happen because you can tell if somebody's been in there before you and they hovered and they missed.
Okay.
Ah.
It's disgusting.
No, but that's what I'm talking about.
And what about the cycle? When's the cycle get in there?
No, when you what?
I don't know. Just move on. Keep going.
Do you think you could control that and use it in the bathroom when you want to?
What? The cycle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're in your 60s, man.
Yeah.
You've lived.
No, but she got to change. Got to change her thing.
It doesn't get everywhere.
It could when you pop it out like that.
You're just throwing it around.
Yeah, it's like a champagne cork.
What are you talking about?
We know some chicks that pulled them out, bro.
Yeah, and they didn't get anywhere,
bro,
man.
They pulled that thing out.
She didn't pull it out. He did.
Yeah, but when it came out, it was flapping around like a goddamn bass on a hook.
We have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us.
Yeah.
Matt writes, I'm with Tommy. He's right. I take my pants off when I use the bathroom and hang them on the little knob on the door. There's no risk that way. They'll fall down. He's on your side. He takes his pants off.
That means you would have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, maybe.
To get your pants
off. In the public bathroom.
And that's gross.
Matt's on your side.
No.
He's on your side,
Matt is wrong.
Okay.
Matt is disturbed.
Bro.
What?
You noticed a belt on the ground.
Which is gross.
You were at a urinal. Mm-hmm. And you noticed a toy. Okay.
Well, the belt was peeking out underneath the thing. That's what first drew my attention.
Okay, so let's say yesterday, you don't see a belt. You just see a guy sitting, bare legs, socks, shoes, no pants on the ground. What bothers you more, not wearing pants or the pants on the ground?
I think he's got a buddy in there.
No, I'm asking you.
What's he do?
He's reflecting.
I'm sorry. If I see a guy with
I can't help it.
If I see a guy bare legged, no trowel, I figure there's some action going on in there. Either he's taking care of himself, or he's got a dump buddy. I don't know.
Okay, can
I? A couple of guys in there horsing around.
What is he doing? A handstand and nobbing him at the same time?
I don't
time?
Know what the hell's going on.
You would see two yes. sets of shoes.
Maybe
dumbass.
The other guy's over in the other corner.
How would that work?
I don't know.
He's doing a behind the back knob. Well, he's sitting on the toilet.
It's very odd for somebody to have their pants off.
I agree, and he's on your side, Matt. Here.
I'm not with Matt.
No, Matt is with you. It's too late. He's already joined your club, douchebag. Jeff writes us, when it comes to women's bathrooms, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Women are worse than men. Women's room. Women dump on the floor. My buddy's restaurant, always worse than the women's room. They dump on the floor, Kimmy. That's what I heard.
Well, no, because they overflow probably, because they flush everything down the toilet.
Yeah, let Tommy tell you more about women's bathrooms.
No,
I have yet to run into women's bathroom dump.
Like on the floor.
Yeah.
That's got to be an overflow.
Floor dump.
Wait, they put the tampons down there and backed up.
This is your guy. You guys are on the same team right now. This is your guy.
They overuse toilet paper.
I'm not even listening to him.
They do. Women
you don't overuse toilet paper when you're dumping?
Oh, my God, bro. You've got to go through a roll of toilet paper a day at your house, you bitch-ass bitch. Oh, no. My butt is so precious. You got the nastiest butt of all time.
They make those, like, quote, flushable wipes. It's for you guys, not for us.
I thought it was for all your stuff. All the cleaning.
No, they're called dude wipes.
No, but there's got to be bush wipes.
Shut up.
You got to sanitize that.
No, you're not supposed to use stuff that messes up your
pH level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, they probably make ones that are non-toxic for your cooch.
Shut up.
Where?
I don't know.
Coochables. They sell them at Wegmans.
Coochables?
Yeah.
Is that? I thought
wipe that cooch. Poon pads.
How about this?
What?
How about this? Stop staring under the stall.
How I stare? I look down. It's a goddamn belt buckle.
Mind your own bathroom business.
Yes, thank you. That's it.
It's hard that when I see pants on the floor. I thought the guy was having a medical issue.
I also don't want him to mind his own bathroom business because I do enjoy some of the stories he comes out of.
You
the
like crap talk?
With.
Crap talk.
Crap talk. Could be my podcast. Crap talk.
It does make you wonder what you've always done in a public restroom that other people think is weird.
Oh.
Because you only know what you know.
Right.
What your parents taught you from being a little kid.
But there's only so many moves you could do in a
all right.
taking a
okay,
dump.
You're going to get all your habits from your dad if you're a little boy, right? Because he's the one taking you in and out of
right.
the bathroom.
Well, no, because there
time.
Are guys raised by single mothers.
Right. That's
okay.
true.
So you may have some. Let's say you were a guy raised by a single mother or a girl raised by a single father. You may have bathroom habits that other people look at you as having strange, and you would have no idea.
True.
All right, let me ask you this question. You say there's only one move. All right, what about when you're wearing a winter coat?
Winter coat.
Do you take your jacket off when you sit to take a dump?
Like an overcoat?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it on.
Let's say you're out walking around.
No, I would take the coat off wherever I'm sitting.
Okay.
Leave that there, go and go to the bathroom.
Let's say you're in the grocery store, right?
Yeah,
you're wearing your winter coat around.
Yeah.
I would hang the coat up, yeah.
Okay, so let's say there's no knob to hang it, because there are some bathrooms that don't have a knob. Do you keep it over your lap, or do you keep your coat on when you're taking a dump?
Take the coat off, drape it over my left arm because I wipe on the right side.
You're good, like a waiter at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, I'll drape the overcoat over my arm.
Okay,
sit down because I go.
Going on.
I'm a right wiper.
You're gonna tell me.
So I sit like this.
Wait, you're a right wiper?
This way. So I'm gonna.
You're gonna tell me you have the balance to squat, hold a coat in your right hand, pull the toilet paper out, rip, and get a clean wipe. So you're no, there's no way.
I've seen you get out of that chair. You're not bouncing a coat and wiping.
I can
the
do
same
it.
You're
not.
No, there's no chance.
That's how I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Because you couldn't even come up with a scenario.
My coat's not hitting the floor.
I'm not saying hit the floor. You can keep it over your lap while you're taking a dump.
No.
Well, you could just keep it on. Why can't you keep it on?
I mean, it's going to get
sweaty.
Well,
because, yeah, but you gotta, it could get into the toilet.
No, well, no, you just leave it. Make sure you, yeah, just hike it, fold it up over.
Nah, I don't like that.
I like that. I'm gonna do Pilates with my coat.
No, but it's too cumbersome, the word I'm looking for. I like to be unimpeded when I poo.
That's my argument to you.
Yeah. No, to this area.
I'm impeded by my legs.
Yeah, but you go to the ankle, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll keep doing it. You know why?
Why?
To live in America, do what you want.
Go ahead.
With your dumps.
Do it.
And I don't appreciate judgment.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
They're having a hard time selling tickets to watch his team because this team is not, they're not doing well.
Yeah, they're not good.
It's actually worse than we thought it would be. But here's the thing.
What's that?
As stupid as this is, it might actually sell tickets.
Really?
Because I'll tell you what. I know I'm interested, and I think Kimmy's husband would be on board with it.
So you would drive to Buffalo for this extra thing?
Yep. To bring it home.
Is it free?
No.
Wait, I had to buy that
thing?
It costs
a lot of money, too, actually, probably, I would assume.
Wait.
So this isn't a, like, you know, first come, first serve kind of thing.
No. They're going to have it all season.
So what's the rush?
It's not what I thought it was.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So things are not good for the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
As we sit here right now, they are 0-3. In those three games, they have scored two goals.
So they've had one shutout or two shutouts?
They've been shut out once.
Okay.
They have scored two goals in three games. They are 0-3. They were booed off the ice at home on Monday. They look for their first win of the season tonight against Ottawa on CMF.
Well, you can help me get over that.
How's that?
Getting booed off stage. Boo!
Kimmy, you have to find a way to get people out to the arena.
Yeah. You got to generate some interest
here. A little enticement.
Something to look forward to.
I mean, they tried hooker night.
But your mom wasn't available. Kimmy?
Yeah?
I'd like to introduce you to the Beer Saber.
The beer saver.
It is a sword.
Oh, saber.
Saber.
Oh, okay.
It's a sword you drink beer out of. Think Red Wings beer bat, but in sword form.
It has sabers.
Yeah, you hold it like you hold it, and then there's the beer at the top, and you drink it like this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
A toy. So you're getting a toy.
You get a toy, but it's toy filled with beer.
All right.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Pretty damn
good. I mean, you'd have to try it. I do have a few questions. How many beers are in the beer saber?
So I don't have a lot of details on the beer saber. I'm looking at a picture of the beer saber. It looks pretty big.
Do you have to hold it a certain way?
It's got a handle on the bottom. It's like,
handle. But is it straight or is it curved?
It curves slightly, but not enough.
So you got to hold this thing the whole time. You can't put it down.
Yeah, much like a beer bet.
Kind of like you have to do the beer bet. Yeah.
So what's the whack on it?
So we don't know the price, and it's not available yet. We don't know when it's going to be coming out, but it's going with Labatt Blue's new beer, Blue and Blonde Ale.
Okay.
So it's just a tube. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't curve. It looks like it curves, but it goes straight up.
Right.
But it has the saber handle. Like you're holding
a
sword.
That's what you drink out.
Yeah, and then you're drinking like that.
That's what's going to get all over you, man, but all right.
I want one so bad.
Really? A plastic toy.
So bad. It's got the saber logos and a Labatt logo on it, and it's got a gold handle.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't want that? Any grown man would want a play sword in your house.
Yep. I want it, and I'm going to go to a game this year.
Just to get a sword.
Only to get the beer sword.
You think it's going to work?
Beer bat works. I love the beer bat. Beer bat's my favorite thing in the world.
I mean, I've heard of the beer bat in other ballparks. I can't say I've ever heard of the beer sword.
Well, how many other teams?
The beer saber.
How many other teams have sabers involved? You know what I mean? So it's a unique thing to Buffalo.
Okay.
I will say this. knowing guys selling beer sabers at the game, you are going to have injuries.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was same with the beer bat.
Well, that's just it. Like, for example, when my brother and I get beer bats and rides home from Wings games, at some point during the game, we will assault each other with the beer bat.
Why not?
That is going to happen.
Grown men should do this.
This is a sword. I mean, there's going to be...
Swashbuckling's going to break out all over the place.
Without question. Like, I want to take my brother to a game knowing that we will get drunk.
Sloppy beer swords.
And start having sword fights with our empty beer swords. That sounds...
Yeah, it sounds like it just doesn't sound like a good idea.
You got to do something to get people excited.
No, it sounds like
you're
going to jackass around.
Oh, no. Jackass at a sporting event. Whoever
put
heard
an
of
eye
it?
Out.
Put on your suit and your tie and your pork pie hat and go watch the Rangers play at Madison Square Garden. Shut up.
What's when men acted like grown-ups?
Kimmy, do you think they consider how badly someone can hurt themselves when they decide to sell stuff like this?
Yeah, there's got to be a lawyer somewhere going, bad idea.
I would hope they consider it.
Well, but I mean the beer bat wouldn't exist if that was a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not the only person who hits people with the bat when I'm drunk.
I'm trying to think if there are other things they've given away, though. There are probably plenty of other things that people could hurt themselves with.
It's hard to think of something, though, that would be worse than a sword.
A fake sword.
Well, fake, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I can still. I'm going to get good leverage. Yeah,
and you got to drink the beer first, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I drink the beer. I'm going to be able to do that. Yeah, I'm drinking the beer first. No, I cannot wait. 252 WCMF again. The Buffalo Sabres and Labatt have gotten together to offer a beer saber at Sabres games this year as a way to get people to come out and enjoy themselves because the team isn't doing it so far right now. And the other thing that sucks, a great point brought up here on Instagram by Connor. He says, imagine drunk fans sword fighting in the stands because the Sabres are boring. That's just it. If the game gets out of hand,
the games are unwatchable.
Well, no, it's not that they're unwatchable.
Well, if you ain't winning.
You need a little distraction. You need a better – I think they're probably just trying to, you know, improve the in-game experience for people so people more go just because, you know, it's fun to hang out there.
Alcohol and sharp things.
Less about what's going on the ice, I guess.
You were a 34-year-old man
drunkenly
shooting fireworks at your friends after taking an unplanned trip to a water park with no kids while wearing jean shorts. And you're going to criticize me for wanting to buy a beer sword. Bless you, Kimmy.
Do you know who was there when I was doing that?
Who's that?
The Sabres. They were having like their spring training.
Okay.
It's very good.
Their spring training.
Yeah.
The end of the season.
Yeah, that's how bad they were. They had to go back and do more training.
You're an idiot.
I do want to point out, though, so like we talked last week about all the new food offerings they have at the arena.
Yeah, for example, the 2-foot-long chicken parm sub.
This is a lot of, there's a lot going on here that you need more than two hands for.
Yeah, how are you supposed to navigate all this?
How are you supposed to hold a beer sword while eating a 2-foot-long messy sub?
Okay, so the
chicken parm sub.
So the 2 foot long sub comes in a box.
That is way too complicated.
You rest the parm box on your lap
while holding
the sword.
You can never put it down.
That's okay.
You gotta look like such an idiot, man.
Oh,
he's sitting there with a beer sword and a foot long parm sandwich.
That's a lot. 2 foot long. Oh no! God forbid people have fun on a night out.
Don't get me wrong. I like both of those things. It's just difficult to navigate together.
And you look like a buffoon
if you're not with somebody who can help you out.
Grown ass buffoon watching a team that can't even get one goal.
They got 2 goals in 3 games, so joke's on you.
All right.
Joke's on you, stupid. They're averaging
less than a goal a game.
0.8.
Also.
No, less. Yeah, you're right. 0.75 goal. No, I can't do math.
Also very hard to celebrate with.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no celebrating anyway right now, so.
Yeah, no, he makes a good point.
You're not jumping up much.
As long as you don't have the beer when they score the one goal they're going to score a game, you're going to be fine. Again, your Buffalo Sabres take on the Ottawa Senators tonight.
Are they good, the Senators?
No, they're
probably
also,
doesn't matter.
No, who cares? We're all going to die.
So they're the worst team in the NHL, you think?
Well, no, I mean.
Like right now.
The Rangers are also bad, but they lost to the Rangers, so I don't know.
Wait, they lost to the other sucky team?
Yep. Yeah, they got shut out, actually, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Let's take a break. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.